Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 5th of September, 2017. It was on this date, 1666, the Great Fire of London ended. It burned for 3 days, started in a bakery, Pudding Lane. Been a hot, dry summer, no rain for weeks, strong wind spread the fire quickly from house to house along narrow streets until it was finally brought under control in Smithfield. Most of London was wiped out. Of the city's 80,000 residents, all but 10,000 were homeless. Medieval buildings within the old Roman walls were completely gutted. The French National Convention began the Reign of Terror on this date, 1793. National Convention, an assembly of 749 deputies serving as a governing body during the French Revolution. It was formed in September 1792 when it abolished the monarchy, established harsh punishment for enemies of the Republic, which included aristocrats, priests, and hoarders. Robespierre, Maximilian Robespierre, said, "Terror is nothing other than justice, prompt, severe, inflexible. It is therefore an emanation of virtue. It is not so much a special principle as it is a consequence of the general principle of democracy applied to our country's most current needs." And so, 300,000 people were arrested, of whom 17,000 were executed, 10,000 more died in prison. It's the birthday of Frank Yerby, born Augusta, Georgia, 1916, first African-American to become a best-selling novelist with his book The Foxes of Harrow, came out in 1946, about an Irish gambler in pre-Civil War New Orleans. Wrote 33 novels in all, mostly romance, historical fiction, all of them bestsellers. He once said, "I've written some very bad books." Frank Yerby, who emigrated to Spain 1955, never returned to the United States. He said, "I'm glad to have escaped. There's no hope for racial harmony in the U.S. and never was. America is just the world's biggest banana republic. It does everything badly." About his book, The Foxes of Harrow, Yerby once said, "It comprises every romantic cliché in history." And it was on this day, 1978, discussions began between Prime Minister Menachem Begin of Israel, Anwar Sadat, President of Egypt at Camp David, President Jimmy Carter, trying to work out a peace accord between two men who disliked each other so much they refused to meet in the same room. And after 12 days, they finally reached an agreement, the Camp David Accords. Here's a poem for today by Gillian Wegner, "Letter to My Husband Far Away." The house is not empty without you. It thrums and bumps. The walls relax and sigh. The water heater dutifully comes on, rumbles with heat, waiting for your shower to start. How many times today have I heard your truck in the driveway, the floor creak with your step, felt your breath against the back of my neck. At least that often I've turned to tell you something or hand you a piece of cheese or plum. But it's two more days until you return. It's just me in this room with this plum, with this good fortune, with this far-flung love." Letter to My Husband Far Away, a poem by Gillian Wegner from The Sweet Haphazard, published by 16 Rivers Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. And by Progressive Insurance, committed to offering a streamlined shopping experience where home and auto can be bundled together. Now that's Progressive. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.